time travel, where would you go? Would you go to the past, or would you like to go to the future? Mike is yours.
Well, that's a tough question to answer. I've heard some good answers both sides there, so I don't know, to be honest with you. What the heck, I'll go back to the past, the last guy there said the 80s was a good time there, so take what you know now and go back to the 80s. It was a great net there. I was able to listen in on and off throughout the net there, so 73 is VE3YPD, VE5RJM, and we'll probably end up connecting it on a regular basis here. Back to you.
V5RJM, Randy, very good. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough question for sure, but I can understand you're going back to the past, and but the only trick about that is you can't go back knowing what you know now. So basically, it's a fresh start. You kind of forget everything you know now. So maybe that changed your mind. Maybe not, but I think it's a pretty cool concept anyways. All right, let's move on to the Last Thoughts and Comments. Going down the line here on the Last Thoughts and Comments, we'll start from the top. V3NPI, Last Thoughts and Comments. Mike is yours.
Yeah, very good, Pete. Boy, good turnout tonight. That's the first time I see that kind of number. That high, anyway. Well, I just want to say good evening to everybody. Have a good week, a good weekend, whatever the case may be, and hope that we can all see you again there at the same time next week. So, 7 years again from VE3NPI. So, VE3YPD from VE3NPI. Back to you.
V3NPI, V3RPD, net control returning. Very good. Yeah, it was a really good turnout. It's nice to see some people from Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Jesus, we got almost coast to coast here, which is really nice to see. All right, that's OTW is out. Well, let's move on to V3TKG for the last thoughts and comments. Mike is yours.
Well, thanks for doing the net tonight, Pete, and for Jill doing the logging. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I guess we're just going to have to get used to snow coming, even though I'm not looking forward to it. I guess that's about it. 73 to all, and glad to see a good turnout tonight. Victor Echo 3, Tango Kilo Golf, back to the net.
V3TKG, V3IPD net control returning. Yes, thanks for chiming in there, Murray. And sorry, I forgot about you there for a second, but not totally, which is not a bad thing, I guess. Again, thanks for chiming in. Let's move on to KC5RDL for last thoughts and comments.
Yeah, Pete, great net tonight. Yeah, we had a full boat for sure. I think this may have set a record, at least a recent record, for all the check-ins. And welcome to the folks from Saskatchewan and Manitoba, even though I'm an American citizen down here in Upper Texas Gulf Coast. I kind of consider myself sort of a patron of Canada. Anyway, it's a really interesting question. Well, actually, you can travel, I mean, back in time. It's called memory, and that actually is kind of the basis for some of the time travel movies, although Dune wasn't really about time travel the spacing guilds use the spice melange to manipulate space and time. And that was the basis for the movie, and I've mentioned this before, called The Pentanet Man with Lance Henriksen, where they've developed a drug that can allow you to go back in time, and he goes back and meets his earlier self because he was the creator of the drug, and he wanted to stop it because basically time travel destroyed humanity, at least, I mean, not physically destroyed them, but they went back. And one main part was they found out Jesus really was just a man, wasn't what it was described as in the Bible. So that left a lot of people without religion and hope. So anyway, I guess it's all a two-edged sword. And since we can't do it at this time, it's a good thought experiment. But anyway, everybody have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll hear more of you guys next week, KC5RJL.
Very good, Louis. Thanks for that. And, yeah, a little traveling, time travel. Gotta love it. All right, let's move on to V1EP. Email for last thoughts and comments.
Yeah, very good. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Randy for letting Lois to connect to his Saskatchewan team of operations, and it was a good, certainly a good turnout. Last thought is that I just can't fathom how such a small device of that Pico balloon transmitting 20 millimeters, 20 meters, 0.5 milliwatt, and has traveled so far. And I just can't fathom how such a small device has traveled so far. And hopefully it's going to aim for Australia. Then I'll really be celebrating then. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for Joe for the log. And when Echo Papa Portable, we'll be clear with you.
V1EP, V3RBD net control returning. Yep, good luck on that balloon. And if it hits Australia, maybe we can break out a bottle of champagne. Oh, there you go. All right, let's move on to V3PHA for your last thoughts and comments if you're still around. Mike is yours.
All right, thanks, Pete. I'd like to thank you and the other gentlemen there that are doing this this net question. Yeah, that was a good one. We all have definitely had to think about it, and I still can't believe how this little radio and that aluminum antenna and the other systems going out there can reach out to all the people that we were talking to tonight. To everybody out there, I wish you guys all the best, and stay safe in this various climatic ways going forward. And again, thanks everybody, VA3PAJ, and I'm just going to finish listening to what everybody else has to say. Thanks, Pete, again, VA3YPD.
V3PAJ, V3YPD, net control returning. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, Colin, and hopefully you can come back and say, drop in, and maybe we'll meet in the future, or maybe in the past, who knows, right? You take care, my friend, and I'm sure we'll talk again. All right, let's move on to V7MXU for your last thoughts and comments. Randy, sorry, I had to look at the screen there. Thank God for login. Mike is yours.
Well, we just set up my TV, so happy about that. Gonna order some pizza here. My friend was gonna stay for a pizza party to kind of celebrate helping me get some of the stuff in here resurfaced. That's not happening. Should be an interesting week. Hopefully it's not too cold. My heat is currently not working. I paid my bill, but problems with building management. When I went to the hospital, I don't know if I told you this, guys, but they had to break my door down to save my life, which I'm thankful for, but now there's a dispute over that. So, going to enjoy some pizza and TV tonight, and then I've got some battles coming up over the weeks and months to come. But everyone have a good one.
V7 MXUV 3YPD net control returning. Very good, Randy. Well, enjoy the TV, and enjoy watching whatever you watch, whatever that may be, and hopefully we'll see you next week, next Thursday, same time, and we'll go from there. All right, let's move on to VA5, TM, Tom in Moose Jaw. Mike, it's yours for your last thoughts and comments.
Enjoyed myself on the net this evening. Good evening to everyone listening still. For comments, so I don't want to waste your time. Back to net, VA5 Tango Mike.
Victor Alpha 5, Tango Mike, Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, net control, everything. Thanks for dropping in, Tom. It's, like I said, it's always nice to hear some new voices and make new acquaintances, and you happen to be one of them this evening, so don't be shy, and drop in again. All right, let's move on to V3HRY. I don't know, man, that's a tongue twister. No offense there, Henry, but I'm just saying. Last thoughts and comments. Mike is yours.
Pete, sometimes I've got a hard time with it. And I think you said VE. It's VA3HRY. But my ears could be deceiving me. Good to know that someone else out there in Canada remembers Miguel Duhamel. Merci. And good work, Pete. Nice net tonight. VE3YPD, VA3HRY. Back to net control.
VA3HRY. Wow. I might have said VE, but I certainly meant to say VA, so that's kind of, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say, I'm going to leave it at that, let's just say. Yeah, Miguel Duhamel, yeah, I remember very well. Like I said, I remember watching his races, and he was my hero back then. I mean, why could he not? His same last name as those, so I kind of kept track of him. I'm not sure when he retired, but yeah, he was an excellent super bike racer, and love watching him race. All right, thanks again, Henry. Thanks for dropping by. All right, let's move on to Victor Echo 5, double AS, Rob in Saskatoon. Mike is yours for your last thoughts and comments.
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra, you're in luck, I'm back in the truck. Last comments. I am really hoping the snow goes away or gets really, really deep. My truck is good in the snow. I just don't like cold weather. That's all I've got for the net. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra, I will be clear.
Circle 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra, E0 OPD net control return. Yeah, It can always be fun to have lots of snow if you have the proper vehicle to go through it, or with it, I guess you could say. But it just makes it that much easier, so I understand what you're saying on that one. All right, thanks for the comment. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha. Seems to be a lot of Alpha Alphas out there. Not sure why. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. From Saskatoon, Rob, last thoughts and comments.